Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, new census numbers show that a consumer shift is underway. How will your small business react? And what sales of ping pong tables might tell us about the health of startups.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like being a top 10 pro-business state, or 2,000, the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years, and 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. The baby boomers had a nice run dominating culture and politics as the largest generation. They recently were bumped to second place by the millennials, young adults born in most of the 80s and 90s. But their grip on second place will be short-lived. Those born after the millennials in the early years of the 21st century will push boomers to number three. How will your small business respond? Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun has a look at new Census Bureau data. Josh, what do we have?
It's the first official confirmation that we've had that the baby boomer generation has finally been eclipsed by millennials, which are kind of the group of people born 1981 to 1997. There's now more people in that group in their 20s and early 30s than there are people who were born in the years right after World War II. And, of course, we knew this was going to happen for a long time, and you've probably seen headlines all over the place about how this was going to happen. But we didn't actually get confirmation that the milestone had been passed until this past week. And one of the really interesting things is how big the generation of people born in the 2000s is going to be. It's going to be bigger than the baby boom pretty soon, maybe next year or in the next 2 years. It's going to be an even bigger generation than the baby boom as well. And eventually it's likely to be bigger than the millennials as well. Most people are giving this generation an extra year or two. 1998 to 2016 is a slightly longer generation than the millennials were, so there will end up probably being more people that we're going to be calling this new group, whatever we end up naming it.
So what happened to Generation X here? How come they got passed over so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, the Generation X will never be the biggest generation in the United States. They're never going to get that top spot. It's a funny thing. It's a lot of them were they would have had parents who were born kind of during World War II or during the Great Depression, and there weren't as many people born, especially during kind of World War II. And then the other factor is that the kind of late 60s, early 70s was a period of kind of a lot of social unrest and a bad economic period in the United States. There's the Vietnam War, there was a lot of inflation, and so it's just the case that birth rates were, you know, a fair bit lower than they have been in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and in the 40s and 50s. It was kind of just an unusual period in U.S. history where you had a lot less people. And so the Generation Xers will always be kind of a smaller, shorter, less influential politically generation.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun. His piece is called Baby Boomers, Just Eclipsed by Millennials, will soon be number three. So what do we know about Generation Z? How do they differ from millennials?
One of the things we know about this generation for sure is that it's much more racially diverse. I mean, close to half of this generation is going to be non-white. A lot of it's going to have a huge Hispanic, a huge Black, a large Asian population, as well as more mixed race people than any other generation in the past. So that's one of the things we really know for sure. It's unclear how they'll be economically. Obviously, they kind of grew up during a much weaker economic period and the millennials did. The mid-2000s seemed kind of okay at the time, but there was a lot of weakness there. And then clearly, since the Great Recession, the past 8 years, it's been a really bad economy. And so a lot of these people really would have seen their, a lot of this Generation Z would have really seen their parents struggle economically. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they respond as adults to that.
All right, it's Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun. Coming up next, the game that offers a window into the health of tech startups. The new high-performance Dell Latitude systems are the most secure, manageable, and reliable business-class laptops and two-in-ones so employees can do their best work. Outfitted with the latest Intel Core processors, your team can reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times the performance. Make your work beautiful again at Dell.com/radio. Again, Dell.com/radio. The latest indicator of how Silicon Valley tech companies are doing can apparently be measured by sales of ping pong tables. It's a look at how small businesses can rise and fall thanks to a particular industry. The Wall Street Journal says analysts might have anticipated a gloomy quarterly report from Twitter if they'd noticed that sales of ping pong tables at Billiard Wholesale in San Jose fell 50% in the first quarter. Until late 2014, Twitter was regularly ordering ping pong tables. Then suddenly, it was not. The right to play ping pong, by the way, on the job in Silicon Valley is sacrosanct. In fact, the chief technology officer at a software startup called Lithium Technologies says if you don't have a ping pong table, you're not a tech company. A San Francisco wealth management startup called Future Advisor has one. It's near the free lunch area next to the beer taps. Pivotal, a San Francisco software company, has eight ping pong tables, even has a netted area to block errant balls. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, let's swap information. You provide us some insight, we'll give you the free publicity. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.